Why practice Pause for Inspiration, the Four Decisions? Practicing Pause for Inspiration, the Four Decisions is a decision. It is a decision for peace. Peace in your mind, peace in your relationships, peace in the world. What to expect? Nothing. Expect absolutely nothing. This is very important, as this outlook decreases the likelihood of cubicle expectations based on past experiences and what we think we know influencing this new moment. The Four Decisions is a present-centered practice inspired by the now. Show up. Come as you are. Extend an invitation to inspiration within and say, "Here I am." How to benefit even more? Consider being willing to commit the Four Decisions to memory. At the forefront of your mind at all times, you will now have an immediate way for practicing peace, being for giving and receiving wisdom. Committing this practice to memory is a challenge. A challenge that can potentially save you from future cubicle unnecessary challenges. Even if you are unable to commit the whole practice to memory, there are short phrases varying in length from as little as one word to a few words that will bring you into the whole experience, such as rest, allow stillness to replace the chatter, relax, listen, open to be helped, be humbly available, give some space, I am willing. Pause, step back, step aside, and let inspiration guide are easily committed to memory. Adding on each of the decisions is easily accomplished as well. 1. The decision to stop in this moment. 2. The decision to get out of my own way. 3. The decision to invite inspiration within to help. 4. The decision to choose my inspired mind and follow the wisdom of inspiration. Under what conditions to pause and practice? Practice Pause for Inspiration, the Four Decisions, when you are willing. Willingness is the only condition. When to practice. General practice guidelines. Practice the Four Decisions once a day to stabilize awareness of inspiration within. This is a suggestion. Mainly, just be willing to use the Four Decisions whenever, wherever, and with any activity, relationship, situation, circumstance, or communication. Do not exclude anything just because you think you already have it under control. It is not important enough, or the Four Decisions does not apply. Inspired help applies to everything and everyone. Apply the Four Decisions to any activity, relationship, situation, circumstance, and/or communication before, during, and/or after the scene. For example, practice before. Use as preparation to experience calm, efficiency, clarity of focus. Practice during, to gain greater awareness of inspiration's presence and direct helpfulness in ordinary life. Be directed as to what and how to communicate, how to accomplish an activity with greater ease, efficiency, and creativity. Clear communication, patience, being of service to yourself and others. practice after. See yourself and or another in this moment. Notice what you see. What are you learning? What is helpful? What is not helpful? How are you being present to another, to yourself, to your inspiration within? These are some examples of how practicing pause for inspiration before, during, and after all of our many life events will prove to be helpful. Uncover more and let us know. Specific practice while on the move. The Four Decisions is a simple practice to be used eyes open during the activities of everyday life. Here are 13 examples. 1. When you are stressed. Before you get stressed. After you have been stressed. 2. During a conversation. Listening requires pausing within your own mind, thinking, feelings, and acting. Do not miss out on what is being said. Truly respond versus an habitual reaction. 3. When a person is not behaving appropriately, expressing thoughts, words, and/or actions how you think they should. 4. During a brief unplanned interaction, even a brief moment can be helpful and meaningful. Inspiration enriches all moments. 5. Interactions with children, grandchildren, parents, in-laws, significant other, siblings, companions, friends, co-workers, bosses, employees, all those you communicate with day in and day out. 6. Before, during, and/or after a party, business dining, a social call, networking, engagement with friends and/or family, babysitting, caregiving, disciplining children, you may discover that peace and inspired thoughts, words, and actions show up in the oddest places. Instead of regretting something you did or did not say or do, pause and listen. How are you being guided? 7. Before, during, and/or after a business meeting, a job interview, as the interviewer and as the interviewee, a sales call, making an investment decision, routine business calls. Why do business as usual when you are being inspired to do business as inspired? 8. An unexpected phone call, email, or chance encounter in which someone is asking something of you. Money, time, ideas, emotional support. Someone needs help and is looking to you. How will you respond? 9. Relationship help. Whether an intimate relationship with a lifelong partner to a friend, neighbor, family member, acquaintance, or stranger, these all constitute relationships. Ask inspiration within how to be in the relationship. Strife and strain can be prevented, and a moment of pause experienced instead, for one or both parties. 10. Marketing, advertising, designing, cooking. Inspiration moves you from brainstorming good ideas to true creativity. 11. Get specific guidance in the midst of performing your job, whatever your duties require. Do not ever think that you already know your job, and that's that. 12. When making decisions about your health, fitness, nutrition, sleep, seeing healthcare professionals, go within and listen for what is best for you right now. We can listen to well-meaning people without excluding listening to our inspired self. 13. Instead of missing out on an opportunity to be truly helpful at any point in your day, even giving someone an uplifting, reassuring glance, pause and practice. Life is a series of moments. It can be a train wreck of fragmentation and disconnection, an off day or off interaction that leaves you feeling out of sorts, and/or a series of connected, meaningful moments. Connection replaces disconnection. Specific practice while planning. Look ahead by being present first. Moments in the future are very much affected by how you are being present to this moment now. For example, vacation plans, business plans, plans for teaching a course, planning a family gathering, social get-together, a spiritual gathering, where to live, life events, even where to go eat and what to eat. All opportunities to receive inspiration. Quieting. Pause for inspiration, the four decisions, as an extended practice. Quieting is the practice of using this guided practice for at least 4 to 10 minutes or longer, while sitting and resting comfortably. Choose one word, one phrase, or use the whole practice. No hurry. Be with. You may choose to listen online to the guided audio practice. Go to pauseforinspiration.org, or perhaps record the four decisions in your own voice and listen. All those new to ideas about centering the mind and living an inspired life, a being truly helpful life, will invariably find this practice helpful. At the very least, it will leave you aware of the power of willingness. Those who have been centering and living helpful lives for a while now are being invited to return to the first step, the beginning. The inspired heart-mind, where innocence rests. And this we must do to be truly helpful. Sharing the Four Decisions cards. The Four Decisions practice on free 3x5 coded cards and a mobile app, easy to use. A joy and inspiring to share. Pause for Inspiration is a nonprofit, and one service that we provide is sharing the practice of the four decisions with people of all walks of life, often one-to-one right on the spot, and to groups of all sizes. The cards going out all over the world. It is a forgiveness practice at heart, with a universal embrace, using language with which anyone could potentially resonate. Help with sharing the cards and/or the mobile app. I love sharing this practice because it works if I apply it. It is our hope that others will resonate with this universal practice and be inspired to share it with others. People often share with me how helpful it is to them, but they don't know how to go about sharing it. The way I see it, if you find something that is helpful, share it as inspired in the moment. Ways to share the free cards and mobile app. 1. Pause. Step back. Step aside, and inspiration will guide you as to when, where, how, and with who to share. 2. As a clerk gives you your change, give the card in exchange for your change. Say something like, "Oh, here's a card about pausing for inspiration." Have fun with it. 3. Give it to anyone who comes to you for an appointment or to whom you go to for an appointment. 4. give it to other customers in stores as you find yourself in casual conversation. So many people are looking for a simple way to de-stress. Everyone is open to a more meaningful life. 5. People you run into anywhere. Remember, there are no accidental meetings. Old friends, new friends, co-workers, ex-bosses, someone from your spiritual community, whoever is right in front of you. 6. Put it in the envelope with your bill payments. 7. Include it in greeting cards. 8. Order a free inspiration package on the website and send it as a gift. 9. Send the card to a friend from the website. You can share the card at social, spiritual, political, and business gatherings. Let go of what people think of you. Chances are people are not thinking anything about you. But now they can think of you with gratitude for that card. Give a stack to business owners, community service organizations, healthcare professionals, and whoever will take a stack to share with those they serve. Sharing fills me with joy as I see the joy in the faces of those receiving. Often when I see someone whom I have given the card to, they ask, "Oh, can I have more of those cards?" Immense gratitude I have in these moments for who we truly are, for our willingness to share who we truly are, and that in love, all things are possible. Thank you for helping yourself, helping others, and helping the world in your being willing to pause for inspiration. Pause for Inspiration is a nonprofit 501c3. Here is our mission: educating, inspiring, and providing people with simple ways to pause for inspiration in the midst of everyday life and be inspired to be truly helpful in the world. We offer educational and inspirational materials, programs, and services, all for free, to people of all walks of life and in diverse settings. To contact us, please go to our website, pauseforinspiration.org.